All right, folks, welcome to this week's weekly recap done by Ed Boston from DTRT Wrestling News. We have had an excellent week of wrestling action, and we're just getting started. We've got SummerSlam coming up on Sunday night. We had a great Raw on Monday. TNA had an excellent Hardcore Justice free pay-per-view. Yeah, that's right. It's pay-per-view quality matches and previously pay-per-view, but it's free on TV. Everybody gets to watch. And got some interesting independent news for you today as well. Let's get started and get right into it. Again, this is Ed Boston, and this is my weekly recap for DTRT Wrestling News. SummerSlam got a good card online, in line, whatever, for us for Sunday night. Of course, the WWE Championship will be on the line with John Cena taking on Daniel Bryan. Monday, we found that the new stipulation in that match is that Triple H will be the special guest referee. I can't imagine that not being a factor. We've got CM Punk versus Brock Lesnar, a former Heyman guy and a current Heyman guy. When you look at Brock Lesnar, you think nobody in the world could beat him, but CM Punk still says he's the best in the world, so we'll be seeing what happens there. World Heavyweight Champion Alberto Del Rio will be taking on Christian. And we've got to remember that the two championship matches, both of those have an added intrigue in that for the WWE Championship, Randy Orton is holding a Money in the Bank briefcase, and for the World Heavyweight Championship, Damian Sandow is holding a Money in the Bank briefcase. So we could actually have six different people be champion on Sunday night. Cena could be, Daniel Bryan could beat him, and then Randy Orton could cash in, and he'd be leaving with the WWE Championship. Three guys in one night. Same thing in the World Heavyweight Championship. Alberto Del Rio could lose his belt to Christian, who in turn could lose the belt to Damian Sandow. Wow. A lot of intrigue in the next match, where we've got Kane taking on Bray Wyatt. Personally, I've never seen Bray Wyatt in the ring other than when he comes in and mops up after his two goons have already done things. So anxious to see that. It is a Ring of Fire match. Dolph Ziggler and Caitlin versus Big E Langston and Divas champion AJ Lee. Lots of history there between all of those people. Ought to be very good. Cody Rhodes versus Damian Sandow. They're still listing Natalya versus Brie Bella. I've been told that that's been moved to Access. Guess we'll have to see. And the United States champion Dean Ambrose will be taking on RVD in the kickoff, which, by the way, has expanded to an hour. That's free. Several different places you can find that. And just go to WWE.com and you'll be able to find where that is. We've also got some huge news from DTRT Wrestling. Our very own Vanessa, who writes for us, who has been doing vlogs recently, will be attending Access. And you need to go to our site, dtrtwrestling.com, and just watch her video. And she'll explain all about who she's going to for sure meet. The two that she is so excited about is AJ Lee and Amy Dumas, better known as Lita. We are so excited to have somebody live covering. And so you need to be checking in with DTRT Wrestling all weekend long to see what we've got new and added. There'll be exclusive pictures that come from Vanessa. Big weekend for the WWE, for DTRT Wrestling, and our very own Vanessa. We'll finish the weekend off by live tweeting SummerSlam Sunday night, so we'd like you to join us there. You can find us on Twitter at DTRT Wrestling. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/DTRT Wrestling. And we would love to have you download our free app. You can go to the website, DTRTWrestling.com, and there is a link there in the header bar taking you to how to download our free app from DTRT Wrestling. TNA, Hardcore Justice. I had a great time last night watching Hardcore Justice. Match after match after match of great action. I mean, we seen tables, and we seen ladders, and we seen chairs. Oh, my! I mean, started off with Kazarian winning a Bound for Glory four-way ladder match over Austin Aries, AJ Styles, and Jeff Hardy. Now, when you can beat Jeff Hardy in a ladder match, you've done something. And Kazarian picked up that 20 points. In a women's hardcore match, ODB defeated Gail Kim and Mickie James. And in this match, we seen chairs. ODB, this match was tailor-made for her, and she was the winner. In another Bound for Glory series match, Bobby Roode defeated Magnus, Samoa Joe, and Mr. Anderson.